This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study, Marriage is for Those Who Love God and One Another. And let me say just a little bit more about why we need to study this subject, as I have been doing for the past several times on this broadcast. And I suggest first today that we need to study this subject because there are such distorted views as to how to choose a companion in the first place. Today, not the Word of God, but Hollywood and television seems to be setting the standards for our nation to such an extent that our young men and young women, our boys and girls, confuse mere physical attraction with being truly in love in the sense of the Bible standard for love. If one loves another only for the purpose of gaining purely selfish goals, this is not the love which should motivate one to be married. Unselfish love is the love which should motivate one to be married. Unselfish love is the love that should develop and grow down through the years for every married couple. A study of the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, especially the first 7 verses, will show the very importance of this. It doesn't matter whatever else may be true of a person, if he does not truly love, then he's not the right kind of material for marriage. Some people marry for social advantage. Others marry for financial advantage. There is such a great need today for people to go back to the Bible and to study what it has to say about choosing a companion and what it says about how husbands and wives should live together with one another. Again, I suggest that we need to study this subject because our spiritual development depends upon it. The Apostle Peter taught that husbands should dwell with their wives according to knowledge, to the end, that is, to the goal, that their prayers be not hindered. In this connection, please read 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. I am certain that one of the greatest hindrances to spiritual development would be a marriage that isn't working out as God would have it to be. Can you picture a man or a woman whose companion is constantly criticizing, disgruntled, unhappy, full of self-pity, mistrust, jealousy, and envy, constantly carping and criticizing, having to live in that kind of situation and trying to develop spiritually? It is possible, perhaps, but highly improbable. It is clear that Peter taught that the way we live with one another as husband and wife has a great deal to do with the way we develop spiritually. It has a great deal to do with how closely we can walk with God. And I would like to say a word especially to young people, although I will say a lot more about it later in the series. May I emphasize to you today that your choice of a life's companion may be the choice of your eternal destiny. It will likely be the choice of a happy life or an unhappy life here in this world. Just as Jesus made clear in Mark chapter 10, verses 28 to 30, that if you will truly follow him, you will receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. Your choice of a companion may be the choice then of an eternity. That is, whether you will spend it with God in heaven or in hell prepared for the devil and his angels. The subject of marriage then is important. It is worthy of most serious consideration, not only by these youngsters who are looking forward to being married, not only by young people who have not been married very long, but by those of us who have been married for a long time. It is a wise practice, even for people who have been married for 10, 15, 20, or 30 years, to constantly go to the Word of God for reaffirmation, for rechecking, for reminding themselves of how they ought to be doing in their lives with one another. So some of us who are older need help with their marriages. They're not happy in their marriage, and they ought to be happy. God shows us how to be. I believe the Bible teaches that every one of us can be happy in our marriage. I want to say to you that in the light of Bible teaching, your marriage can be great. The Bible gives the answer as to how our marriages can be an instrument to bring us happiness and joy, how it can be a profound experience which is beyond adequate description, how it can help us not only to be closer to one another, but how it can help to draw us closer to God. God intends for marriage to do that very thing. Please do be with us next time as we continue our study of the very important subject of marriage.